I still remember that I was asked to attend and speak at, like make a whole like hour long presentation for a science fiction event that was like a pop culture one. And I said, well, what's the honorarium? And they said, well, there's no payment, but you'll get to have lunch with Elon Musk. And I was like, seriously, are you trying to dissuade me from doing this gig? Because that seems like a huge amount of punishment to take while also a lot of work involved. But, you know, so.
God.
So
what a fucking indictment of our culture.
And there were a lot of writers who did that. They did their hour-long presentation, science fiction writers, and they apparently got to spend like 5 minutes kissing the ring of Elon Musk. I don't know.
What on earth could he possibly tell you? Like I'm trying to imagine what could possibly be the value of that other than you get to like get epic points on Reddit.
Well, I mean, because I write about tower tunnels, maybe you tell me about how his special tunnel on the West Coast that's gonna be the salvation of humankind, because apparently he's never seen a tunnel with traffic on it before. But anyway, sorry, it's terrible. I don't mean to just dunk on one person for like hours, but
dunk on him for a while.
He represents a whole type of thinking that is extremely problematic.
Yeah.
Well, you might say he represents the idea that if you want to differentiate between fast and slow tech, that there are fast tech simple solutions to problems that are I don't want to just vexed basically.
Yeah.
There is basically Elon Musk is like I was going back to what I was saying earlier about sci-fi. Is I think a lot of people have their thinking structured on what is possible with technology based on just ambient sci-fi that they consume. Mm-hmm. And that Elon Musk represents almost like a kind of throwback to the 70s of, you know, whiz bangs and golden age, almost like pulpy visions of just, you know, like things being fixed by gadgets, more or less. And, you know, it seems to me that is this deeply sort of fast tech sort of way of looking at the world that is structured by this idea that essentially a wizard will do it.
Yeah.
Which is and it's the sci-fi version of, oh, I have a whiz bang that, you know, lets me breathe underwater. You know, a wizard will do it.
And the sad thing is that unfortunately this applies to what you might call the hard or fast tech of things like solar farms now, because you're seeing those become much more extractive. You're seeing investors getting involved who don't have any environmental concern whatsoever. So like in Florida, you're seeing like tons of forests raised for solar farms, which again is so ironic. You're seeing endangered gopher tortoises having to be relocated. And so I feel bad about this for the person who doesn't necessarily follow these things that closely because they've got a ton of other things going on in their lives, because you should be able to look at the word solar and think, oh, this is a good thing, right? But you can't even do that under the kind of extractive capitalist system we have right now, you know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, talking about the extract. Well, shit, okay, hold on. Maybe we should talk about your new book, because I'm realizing we're halfway.
Why would we want to do that? No. We don't have to. Whatever you want to talk about is fine with me, but...
Well then, I mean, if we're on extractive capitalism, I want such a cheery subject.
Are we finally going to make our opinions known on extractive capitalism?
Yeah, totally.
Why has this been the subject of the last 25 podcasts?
The last 100 podcasts. But I want to talk about that in relation to the idea of failure in dead astronauts. So I'm just going to read a quote that really spoke to me from the book, which is, they had failed in the last city and the one before that and the one before that. Sometimes that failure pushed the needle farther. Sometimes that failure changed not a thing. But perhaps one day a certain kind of failure might be enough. And that spoke to me not just because of these looming hyperobjects like climate catastrophe or political entropy, but also as like a direct attack on capitalism. And I feel like the current capitalist system is this, giant behemoth that is also incredibly weak. And to pull it back to Elon Musk, there's a culture of fear around the admission of failure, right? Like, he's never going to admit that SpaceX doesn't fucking work.